Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Afternoons on the Score.
Were you aware that it was this dire, I guess, in his mind?
It's a little bit, you know, like there's always going to be a little bit of separation, but at the same time, like for an extension, it's got to make sense for both sides. And obviously we're not at that point for him to put that out there.
Ryan Poles today met the media after Roquan Smith and Ian Rappaport released a statement. We had Ian Rappaport on earlier today. We'll bring you some of that after 5 o'clock, but good on Ryan Poles to at least address the media and not let everyone just wonder.
You know, it's funny you asked in transition earlier, like, what is the biggest win for Ryan Poles publicly? And somebody had responded, him coming out today and actually speaking. It was a good move to speak and a surprise of sorts because the Bears released a statement saying that they respectfully declined comment.
Well, the Bears beat forced him into doing it. Mark Potash and his media brethren got Ryan Poles in front of a camera and microphone. And Potsy joins us on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Potsy, you guys are taking a victory lap as a Bears beat, correct, for getting Ryan Poles to speak?
Well, you know, if there is something to celebrate, I think it just is the idea that Ryan Poles is kind of growing into this job. I think that's probably the biggest thing I take from this, regardless of how this thing works out, is, you know, he was real nervous and kind of, I don't know, it's just hard to explain that first press conference. It was kind of unsettling that he wasn't really ready for some of the big picture things. And like the Roquan Smith situation, it was not very good. And it was a total turnaround in this, you know, today and in the situation reacting. So I think you guys are half kidding, but I'm serious. I think that's the biggest takeaway from this today is that Ryan Poles needs to grow into this job. And he today was a sign that he can do that.
Do you think he's dug in where he is and trying to prove something with his stance here and the way he's working this with Roquan?
I don't know. I don't think so. I lean on more on the idea that Ryan Poles has taken is if he's done anything that to me is very clear cut. He's done a very objective analysis of what he has of the roster he inherited, and I just think there's a difference of opinion of just how valuable Roquan Smith is on this team, and I don't think that's wrong to tell you the truth. I think, you know, this is exaggerating a little bit, but I think in general, I think Bears fans kind of see Roquan as like the heir to Urlacher and Singletary. And right now he's just kind of approaching Lance Briggs land. And I just think there's a disparity there in the way they think, you know, how good they think he is. So has he dug in? I think he's learning whether he's dug in or not. I think he is not very, you know, clear. Obviously, he hasn't done it before. I don't think he's very clear on what he wants to do, and I'm not sure how it'll turn out, but I think he's learning as he goes along. I guess that's the best way to answer it. But I think the biggest thing is just the disparity, the difference in value between, you know, what Ryan Poles thinks about Roquan and what Roquan thinks about Roquan.
What do you make, as someone who's been covering all sports in this town for a long, long time, about the awkwardness of Roquan Smith going through this without an agent?
It's typical Roquan Smith. That's the way he's been ever, even when he had an agent. You know, he's always, there's always been something. You know, I think he lost his playbook from the very first week. I always say he's had like three or four press conferences now where he doesn't want to talk about anything but football. So he's, that he's had to announce that before. So, you know, he's had so many incidents that this being awkward, an awkward situation, is to me unsurprising. This is what Roquan is kind of all about. You know, very good, great player. But it doesn't surprise me that that he's put himself in this situation. And again, he's kind of flying by the seat of his pants as well. That's why I think this is very hard to predict how this thing will turn out, because you've basically got two rookies when it comes to negotiating in the room together. And, you know, who knows what to expect from that, right?
Mark Podash from the Sun-Times was at Family Fest practice today and the Ryan Poles impromptu press conference on the day that Roquan Smith requests a trade. I believe it was you who was trying to get in the next question as Ryan Poles was still walking out. We obviously do not know a lot still about this story, but what do you most want to know, Potsy?
I would really want to know how good they think Roquan Smith is, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's really hard to tell where they're heading here. And you know, I really want to know, you know, how valuable they think Roquan is in their defense, because there's a bunch of factors here. A, Roquan's very, very productive, but he doesn't give you, he hasn't given them the takeaways that, like, Darius Leonard has in Eberflus's defense. And they probably, I mean, there's no doubt, they want to see that before they pay him, before they break the bank. So, you know, it's hard. So it's just, there's so many things that are hard to tell about this. I'll be honest, I don't know how to answer that, because we know how valuable Roquan Smith is, but it's still undefined in this defense. So I kind of can't blame them for, you know, being a little hesitant with a player who's under contract.
What do you make, Potsy, of Roquan mentioning ownership in his statement and basically kind of pleading for ownership to step in to these negotiations? That's a bold play that I could see offending Ryan Poles.
Yeah, I don't know if it offended him, but I don't think it's going to make any difference. I mean, I think the worst thing would be for the McCaskies of all people to overrule the GM they hired on a decision like this. And so it's what he thought. You know, he's been in the organization for a long time. He knows how important the McCaskies are. And he said all the right things in that statement about wanting to be the Bears and trying to get everybody on his side. But no, I don't think that's going to make much of a difference, mainly because that would be detrimental to the Bears organization for ownership to kind of step in this situation, because it's a judgment call. They're trying to stay out of football decisions. Hey, Ryan Poles is not convinced that Roquan Smith is his guy, is the guy that Roquan Smith thinks he is. And like I said before, it hasn't been proven. So who are the McCaskies to step in and say, you got to sign this guy? He might be making the right move to be prudent about going for a break the bank kind of contract on a player like that. Because again, even though he's been a productive player, it's a new defense, it's a new regime. It's kind of getting lost in this transition. He's kind of fallen through the cracks, I guess. But I don't think it's a good thing.
Mark Podash is our guest. He was at Family Fest practice today. Bears reporter, sports writer, of course, for the Sun-Times. Darnell Mooney seems poised for a breakout season, if you don't consider last year's 1,000-yard season a breakout season. What do you consider his ceiling to be?
Well, you got to tell me how good the quarterback's going to be, how good the offensive line is going to be. I will say this. I think that is the one of all the offseason narratives that usually are false positives. The one narrative that if he could be that productive in Matt Nagy's offense, he will be that much more productive in a real NFL offense. I believe that is near the top of the list, because he looks great. And he is going against he has a disadvantage. He's going against a defense that is going to be better than this offense. In other words, a guy like Justin Jones being great, he's going up against backup centers, and he's going up against an offense that's still learning. So it's hard to say that's real what he's doing, and he's been impressive in camp. But it's hard to say, you know, how good is the competition been. Darnell Mooney's just the opposite. He's going against not a great defense, but a pretty good defense. It looks like it's really a step ahead, and he's still producing. And so yardage wise, you really can't put a number on it because this is probably not going to be a very good offense. But is he going to take another step? Absolutely. I think he goes into the 12, 13, 1400 yard safety valve kind of quarterback's friend kind of receiver who gets all the big targets.
Potsy, what have you made of the way that Justin Fields and Luke Getsy have communicated and produced so far together?
I haven't seen anything, to tell you the truth. All the incremental progress that they've made is, to me, is very hard to discern from my naked eye. And I don't even know if a preseason game will tell us that. I think they've been so jumbled on the offensive line. I think this offense has training wheels on and will for a long time. So I really don't. I guess I'm scarred from the previous regime. Anything you tell me about Justin Fields, I just have to see it before I believe it.
Mark Potash from the Sun-Times, thank you for the insight from a weird day at Bears practice. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Danny, Matt. Good talking to you guys again.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, and we were kind of joking, but I think it was Adam Johns who pointed out that Ryan Pace did come out and meet the media when Kevin White had the setback his rookie year, kind of gave an impromptu thing, but then he stopped doing it.
Oh, yes.
So hopefully Ryan Poles did this early on for a similar type of thing with Roquan Smith and then continues to do it. Don't expect him to talk every week, not even every month, but just the appearance of a trade, a holdout, something that is under the purview of the general manager and the roster. It'd be nice to have a little bit more access. I think that the GM, at a minimum, should do a bye-week press conference. We have no game this week. Let's do like a mid-season state of the team.
At a minimum, at a very minimum.
Yeah,
it's
but that
insane.
Doesn't happen in a lot of places.
It's absolutely crazy. Just a couple of other quick Bears nuggets from today. Braxton Jones, again, the starting left tackle. Riley Reiff on the right. When the second team unit was practicing, Larry Borum was the left tackle, and Tevin Jenkins, participating in his first team drills of camp, was the right tackle today.
But then he got some reps with third team, too. So he was second and third team. He got no first team reps that I saw reported on today.
And one more, David Moore down with an injury, the wide receiver. So we know wide receiver N'Keal Harry is down. David Moore is now down. And all those other guys, Dante Pettis and Byron Pringle, are down. This is slim pickings at wideout.
You'll hear everything that Ryan Poles said today about the Roquan Smith situation. And then the person who helped break the news, Ian Rappaport, shed some very particular insight into why the negotiations are going poorly and what he is asking for in terms of being paid more than Darius Leonard, Shaquille Leonard, now at that position. So you'll hear from Poles and Rappaport coming up. Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.